This is Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, and we're at chapter 33. We've been plowing right along, but if you've missed any of them, I strongly urge you to get these studies because the book of Jeremiah has a lot of revelation knowledge built in, and I think you're going to enjoy it. It's really a good book, and I love to get right into that. We've been in it, I don't know how many times, many, many times in the book of Jeremiah. We've went through the book of Jeremiah, Isaiah, just about all of them. Let's go ahead and let's get right into it. Into verse 1, then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah for a second time while he was still confined in the court of the guard, saying, thus says the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name, and call to me, call unto me, and I'll answer thee. I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I love that scripture. That's one of the most powerful scriptures. You know, you ought to underline that and keep it in your Bible, ready to read again and again. Call unto me and I'll answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things which you do not know. You've never seen, you've never heard. I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the heart of a man the things which God has for this man. You are in for a surprise. God has what you need. Call unto me and I'll answer thee. I'll show you great and mighty things which you do not. For thus says the Lord God of Israel concerning the house of this city and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are broken down to make a defense against the siege, ramps, and against the sword. While they are coming to fight with the Chaldeans and to fill them with the corpses of men whom I have slain in my anger and in my wrath, and I have hidden my face from this city because of all of the wickedness. I've hidden my face from this city because of their wickedness. I hide my face. God will hide his face. When the wickedness gets too deep, God will hide his face. Now, God would restore Jerusalem, not because the people are great, not because they're following God. Nothing like that. But because it was part of his ultimate plan. The Babylonian disaster didn't change God's purposes for his people. Although Jerusalem would be destroyed, it would be restored later. The 70-year captivity, after the 70-year captivity, and in the end times when the Messiah would rule from the Mount of Olives. God's feet, Jesus' feet, would stand, and that mountain would cleave in the midst. And there would be a great renovation in that mountain. Jerusalem, although the Jerusalem would be destroyed, it's going to be restored after the 70-year captivity. God is always tempering his justice with mercy. That's just God. That's the way he works. God assured Jeremiah that he had only to call on to God and God would answer. If you call on God, He'll answer, show you great mighty things which you don't know. Also found in Psalm 145:18, Isaiah 58:9, Matthew 7:7. God's ready to answer out of prayer. But we must ask for His assistance. You know, God hears you. You think God doesn't, but He does. God is listening. Give Him a chance. Give God a chance. Let Him do what you need done. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are broken down to make a defense against the siege ramps and against the sword, while they are coming to fight with the Chaldeans and to fill them with their corpses of men whom I have slain in my anger, my wrath, I have hidden my face from this city because of all their wickedness. Behold, I will bring to it to health and healing, and I will heal them, and I will reveal to them an abundance of peace and truth. Now that is a promise to the wicked. That is a promise to the wicked. Even though they were wicked as thunder, God says He's going to reveal to them an abundance of peace and truth. I'm going to heal them. I'm going to bring to them healing too. I'll restore the fortunes in Judah and the fortunes in Israel, and I will rebuild them as they were at first. I will cleanse them from all their iniquity by which they have sinned against me, and I will pardon them. I will pardon all their iniquities. Now, that is a powerful statement, folks. I will pardon them all their iniquities by which they have sinned against me, by which they have transgressed against me. It will be to me a name of joy, praise, and glory before all the nations of the earth, which will hear of all the good that I do for them. And they will fear and tremble because of all the good and of the peace that I make for it. Thus says the Lord, yet again there will be heard in this place of which you say, it is a waste without man and without beast. That is in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate without man and without inhabitant and without beast. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of those who say, give thanks to the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good. For His loving kindness is everlasting. And of those who bring a thank offering into the house of the Lord, I will restore the fortunes of the land as they were at first, says the Lord. If you just bring a thank offer, a thank you. You know, Jesus, wasn't it Jesus that said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? And this stranger comes back to say thank you. God's looking for a thank you. Did you know that? Thank Him. Thank Him for a change. That may be what's missing out of your life. Thank you, God. Thank you for what you've done for me, what you're doing. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate it. Thank you. Right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for supplying all my needs. Thank you for restoring me. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name, for the born-again experience. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thus says the Lord of hosts, there will be again in this place, which is waste, without man or beast, and in all of the cities, a habitation of shepherds who rest their flocks. In the cities of the hill country, in the cities of the lowlands, in the cities of the Negev, in the land of Benjamin, in the environs of Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, the flocks will again pass under the hands of the one who numbers them, says the Lord. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the good word which I have spoken concerning the house of Israel and the house of Judah. There's a word, there's a day coming. There's a day coming, God assured Jeremiah that he only had to call on God and God would answer. You know, sometimes he knows without speaking. He always does. But he wants us to call on him. Then he'll answer. Show us great and mighty things which we do not know. And he'll answer us. Humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. Humble ourselves and look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. In those days and at that time I will cause a righteous branch of David to spring. A righteous branch of David. That righteous branch is Jesus Christ. And he shall execute justice and righteousness on earth. In those days Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell in safety. And this is the name by which she will call the Lord is our righteousness. Tisidkenu. For thus says the Lord, David shall never lack a man to sit on the throne of the house of Israel. And the Levitical priests shall never lack a man before me to offer burnt offerings, to burn grain offerings, and to prepare sacrifices continually. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, thus says the Lord, if you can break my covenant for the day and my covenant for the night, so that day and night will not be at their appointed time, then my covenant may also be broken with David, my servant, so that he will not have a son to reign on his throne, and with the Levitical priests, my ministers, as the host of heaven cannot be counted, and the sand of the sea cannot be measured, so I will multiply the descendants of David, my servant, and the Levites who minister to me. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, have you not observed what this people have spoken, saying, the two families which the Lord chose, he has rejected them. Thus they despise my people no longer. Are they as a nation in their sight? Thus says the Lord, if my covenant for day and night stand not, and the fixed patterns of heaven and the earth I have not established, then I will reject the descendants of Jacob and David my servant, not taking from his descendants rulers over the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but I will restore their fortunes and I will have mercy on them. I'm going to restore them regardless of how bad they are, because I know that sooner or later they are going to accept Christ. these verses, both the first and second comings of Christ. At his coming, he'll set up his reign in the hearts of believers. At his second coming, he would execute justice and righteousness throughout the whole earth. Christ is the branch, the sprouting from David, the man after God's own heart. As Christ fulfills the role of king, he also fulfills the role of priest, maintaining constant fellowship with God and mediating for his people. We're getting into this 34th chapter tomorrow, and I believe that this is getting into some of the things that predict the coming of Jesus Christ, the branch. Even Jeremiah knew it. And this is where the covenant will be changed. When Christ comes, the covenant will actually change. No more sacrifices. No need for sacrifices. The blood of lambs and goats and cattle is going to be done away with, because the sacrifice of Christ is once and for all, and that is done. And you can bank on it. Well, that's our time for today, folks. If you like this study, go to our website, krciradio.com, and shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.